Hi, it's Monday, December 6th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. In looking at the news around us, I'm reminded of why I named this podcast as I did. And for that very reason, I want to jump around to a few different topics just to show you the importance of thinking for yourself and why you would definitely want to do that. So let me start with COVID. When COVID first reared its ugly head back in the winter of 20, and I say winter of 20 because there's evidence it was in actually fall of 19, but when it hit the country here in the United States, my daughter was living with me at the time, and she got COVID. She tested positive, but we were living together. We had just moved back to Texas. And so I cared for her. I made her her food. We lived in the same house. It's a one-story home. I breathed the same air, and I took no precautions. I didn't wear a mask. I wasn't even sure they were recommending masks at that point. I think at that point, Fauci had said masks won't do any good. And I took no precautions whatsoever. I did not get COVID. Now, that doesn't mean I'll never get COVID. I wouldn't make that statement. But for whatever reason, I was clearly exposed to the version that she had, which was the original COVID, and I didn't get it. So I was careful when I was out in public, when we were finally allowed out in public, but I wasn't overly eager to get a vaccine. Number one, I happen to believe that getting any vaccine is a personal choice. I don't care whether it's flu or pneumonia or COVID. It's a personal choice. And so I don't condemn anyone or condone getting it. Either way, I'm okay with it because I think everyone has a right to make their own decision. And specifically because people who are double vaccinated and boosted have gotten COVID. Recently, a lot of those people have gotten COVID. And so I don't condemn anyone who would choose not to get the vaccine because you may get COVID with it and you may get COVID without it. You may get the original, you may get the variant, you may get Omicron. And speaking of that, another reason why it's hard to be fearful and respond to the fear-based news around the new variant is that when COVID first broke, I have a friend who is a physician, retired physician, and she said to me, there'll be variants, variant after variant, because that's the way a virus mutates. And every subsequent variant will be more contagious and less deadly. More contagious and less deadly. So when Delta came around and it was more contagious than the first version, I thought, I sort of knew this in advance. And now with Omicron being the most contagious so far, but apparently the least deadly, I watch the orchestrated fear and panic that's being disseminated. And I say, no, if I think for myself, I was exposed to it. I didn't get it. I've been walking around for now, a year and gosh, I guess it'll be 2 years in January, February. Been walking around and other than keeping a reasonable amount of distance and not often wearing a mask because I live in Texas and I don't have to, I'm still pretty healthy. And I'm not saying I'll never get it. I'm just saying it's hard to buy into the fear. And specifically when there's fear around now vaccinating children under the age of 12, even under the age of 5, where there's zero evidence that this is a threat to them. So when you think for yourself and you put the pieces together, another example, I guess, would be that if you're flying into the United States or you're coming by cruise ship now, or you're crossing a border, you know, through a border crossing, a legal border crossing, you need to be tested or you need to be able to show that you've been vaccinated and you need to be healthy. But if you're coming across the southern border illegally to the tune of millions of people, they're not even being tested. They're bringing in COVID and God knows what else. So again, if you think for yourself, it's very difficult to buy into the fear and buy into the party line, which is everyone must be vaccinated. And when I listen to people who rail against the unvaccinated as being a threat to public health, I mean, if you think for yourself, if you've been vaccinated, but you can still get COVID, but your symptoms might be really mild. You could be walking around asymptomatic, fully vaccinated, not taking any precautions, spreading the disease, spreading the virus. It's so illogical, it's so inconsistent that it's almost laughable, except obviously people have died and there's nothing funny about that. But even the doctor who discovered the new variant in South Africa has said two very mild symptoms. People have some aches for a day or two. So why are we ratcheting up the fear level again? I just think it has very little to do with actual public health and the protection of public health. In addition, if you look at caseload, Florida, which has had the most liberal approach to treating and dealing with the vaccine, that has had the least orthodox approach to it, Florida now has, per capita, the lowest caseload in the country. Now, I read that one of the reasons, or, you know, the way they count cases, number one, and number two, they have warmer weather, people are more spread out, less exposed to one another. I don't believe that's it. I believe it's the vitamin D, because those people in Florida are outside in the sun most of the time. I had a lot of family in Florida. I wintered in Florida as I was growing up. I know that weather. You're outside, you're in the sunshine all the time. And there are significant tests showing that vitamin D, hello, sunshine, is a barrier to dying from COVID, in fact, because if your D levels are high enough, when you get COVID, well, it attacks your D levels or it diminishes your D levels. So if you're already at a very low level of D, vitamin D, then you're going to go to a critical level of vitamin D when you get COVID. And that's what those people are dying of, is that depletion of vitamin D, because inadequate D is fatal. But if you're way up there in vitamin D and your levels drop, well, then you may get sick, yes, but you're not going to die. So there are so many things about the way the news is being crafted around COVID that I just believe it is a perfect opportunity to think for yourself. Now, I said I wanted to cover a bunch of different topics with the perspective of thinking for yourself. So let me go next to, the Olympics. The United States has said today we are definitely going to the Beijing Olympics. Now, apparently, not only do we not care about human rights violations to the extent of concentration camps in China, where 2 million plus Uyghurs, these are Muslims, are being incarcerated, are being raped, are being sterilized, and are being killed, and are being forced into slave labor, some of which, by the way, make parts to your Apple iPhone. So, not only don't we care, but in particular, the squad, those five members of Congress who are always out there, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the other three, they are always out there condemning human rights violations in Israel, genocide against the Palestinians, even though there is no fact to back up those claims. But wait a minute, where's the squad, because Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are Muslims, where are they on the 2 million Uyghurs, you know, their own people being literally slaughtered and enslaved in concentration camps? I mean, I don't hear anything. There's crickets from these people. So again, when you think for yourself, you begin to realize that so much of what we hear is crafted in a particular narrative with a particular perspective to get you to respond emotionally to what is factually often not true and which is disingenuous in its outrage. Also, crime in California, off the charts, right? Walgreens have had to close, I think, 26 stores in San Francisco. LA, last night, or yesterday, I think it was, there was a break-in at a holiday party at a private home in LA where robbers busted in. They held the guests at gunpoint, stole their money and their jewelry, and left. Well, in California, they don't prosecute criminals like some other states I know. In California, they wanted to defund the police. In San Francisco, people can live on the street and defecate on the street and shoot heroin on the street. And by the way, in San Francisco, if you steal under $1,000, they don't prosecute you. So feel free to steal up to $900 and you can walk out literally with it. And by the way, if you call it looting, such as happened in Portland and Seattle last year, then you're a racist. Because looting that accompanies civil disobedience, or what is allegedly civil disobedience, peaceful protests, if you steal during peaceful protests, that's okay. But if you call it looting, you're a racist, because looting somehow refers to Black people. I mean, think for yourself. I try to. And none of it makes sense. And it becomes an insult to intelligence to buy the narrative that is so often, as I said, sold, disseminated, marketed, however you want to look at it. It's an insult. January 6th was an insurrection at the Capitol. An insurrection is a government takeover. It's basically a coup. There weren't any weapons confiscated on January 6th. How do you have an insurrection without any weapons? Were people going to take over the U.S. government by sitting at Nancy Pelosi's lectern? I'm not saying that people who broke into the Capitol on January 6th didn't commit a crime. I'm saying insurrection is a narrative. It has a political agenda. It's made to create a certain impression in the listener's mind and to evoke a certain emotional reaction. And they've done a great job at it. So, when I think about COVID, and when I think about the Olympics, and when I think about crime in California, and when I think about what happened on January 6th, I find it truly offensive and demeaning to craft and to manipulate facts in the manner in which the loudest megaphones in this country continue to craft and manipulate the truth and twist it into something unrecognizable. And lest I forget, the Mississippi abortion case that is before the United States Supreme Court, started to say Pennsylvania Supreme Court because I used to practice there, that is before the U.S. Supreme Court, the misinformation and the hysteria about that, again, by people with the biggest microphones and megaphones, is centered around the fact that it will be the end of Roe v. Wade. It will be the end of abortion in the United States. And nothing could be further from the truth. Should the Mississippi law prevail, all it will do is give states the right to implement stricter abortion laws if they choose to do so. California, New York, there are other states that will not choose to do so. Then there are some states like Mississippi and Alabama and perhaps Texas that will choose to do so. But you know what? This should have been a states' rights issue from the beginning. And even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, may she rest in peace, the icon of the left, said forever that Roe was a bad decision, that Roe was decided for all the wrong reasons and justified with all the wrong justifications, because there's no constitutionality in Roe. There's nothing in the Constitution that it's based on. It was a social issue at the time that came to a head, and the Supreme Court basically legislated a social issue and turned it into the law of the land, without any constitutionality, which is not the role of the Supreme Court. So, again, I'm really glad that I named the podcast what I did, because I think for myself, and I want you to think for yourself, because when you do, when two and two doesn't make four, and I know there's math out there that says, well, you should be able to have two and two make six if that's how you perceive reality. No, there are some things that simply don't add up or that need to add up a specific way. I'm not saying you can't have your own opinion. I'm not saying it can't differ than mine. I'm saying there are some things that aren't subject to opinion. There are some things that are subject to objective measurement, to objective perception and reality. And those are the things that are being manipulated. Those are the things that you are being asked to suspend all reason and logic and common sense in order to believe them, so that you will behave in a way that is conducive to the way that a minority of people want you to behave. I guess I'll close with this. I was listening to Senator Rand Paul this week. He is a doctor. He's also not anti-vax. He believes that there are people in high risk that should be vaccinated. I'm not even sure I believe what he believes about vaccines. But let's put that aside for a minute. I was listening to him. He was talking about the vaccine. He was talking about COVID. And he said, putting aside people who he believes are rightfully vaccinated, the push for mandates, the push to get children vaccinated, the push to continue to develop an allegedly new vaccine for every single variant, he said, is not about health. It's about getting you to succumb and surrender so that you can be controlled by a few who want to take power over the many. I have a lot of respect for him because he's not left or right. I guess he's a Republican, but he's a libertarian. And yes, he's for limited government, but he's also a medical person. He's scientific in his thought process and in his training. And he believes that vaccines are right for certain people. He's not out there saying nobody should get a vaccine and it's all a hoax. That's not what he's saying. He's saying everything's being distorted to control you. So please, look at any of the topics that I chose to just briefly summarize in this podcast. Look at any of them. Look at all of them. Look at some other topics I didn't even go near. And ask yourself, when you think for yourself, does it make sense or does it feel somehow inherently wrong and inherently manipulative? Because there does come a point past which there's no return if we continue to surrender and succumb to irrationality, to illogic, to control, and to political agendas that benefit the few at the expense of the many. The world's been down this road too many times. Medieval, feudal, social systems, every single effort in human history to affect socialism or communism, this is how it starts, and it doesn't end well. Let's not let this time, go the distance. Be an individual. Use the brain you were given by the grace of God and draw on courage to stand for what you know to be true so that we can make a difference in where the nation is heading and in the quality of our own lives. Thank you for listening. I'm Carol Gold, and I'll be back here again on Wednesday. Until then, wow, think for yourself.